Okay, so we're going to do a basic Feldenkrais movement lesson called the pelvic clock. So to start off, you need to be lying on the ground. You can have something supporting your head. You could have a rolled up towel or a pillow. You just want your head and neck to be in a comfortable position. Your legs are straight. Your arms are by your side. And begin to notice your breathing. Feeling the inhalation and the exhalation. And feel the parts of you that are moving when you're breathing. Can you feel how the ribs expand and soften? Does your belly move? Start to let the inhalation and exhalation get just a little bit longer, very comfortable and leisurely. A little bit longer on the inhalation and relaxed exhalation, letting more air out. As you continue to breathe like this, begin to feel the back surface of you that connects with the floor, the back of the legs, the heels, and pelvis, and the spine, and the ribs, and your shoulders, and back of the head, and the arms. Coming back to your spine, feel the way there's some parts of the spine that are pressing into the floor, and there's some parts of the spine in the back that are lifting away from the floor. For instance, you can feel, if you start down at the hips, you can feel the left and right hip, the left and right side of the pelvis are pressing into the ground. And then maybe as you travel up to the low back, the lumbar area, that might be lifting away a little bit, or at least lighter. And as you travel up higher into the spine and the ribs, you can feel how the thoracic area, the area near the shoulder blade and the spine between the shoulder blades, that may be pressing down a little bit more into the floor. As you travel up to the neck, you can feel the neck might be lifted a little bit away from the ground. And then as you move up to the very top, the back of the head is pressing into the floor. Okay, slowly, one by one, bend your knees and put your feet flat on the floor. So your feet are standing on the ground. They're about the width of the hips apart. Someplace comfortable, so you don't feel like you have to do any work in the legs. Knees are pointed towards the ceiling. Notice like this, with the knees bent and the feet flat on the floor, the way the back is organized and the ground is a little bit different. There'll probably be more of your back contacting the floor now. The lower back might be a little bit closer to the ground. And begin to watch the way that you're breathing again. Feel the inhalation and then the exhalation as you soften into the ground. The next time you inhale, start to inhale a little bit more into the belly so you feel your stomach expanding. You feel the belly expands comfortably, even into the pelvis. And then when you exhale, you let the belly sink towards the floor, towards the back of the spine. And again, when you breathe in, you're letting the belly and the diaphragm and the pelvis expand comfortably. Taking a nice full breath. And then as you exhale, you let everything settle into the floor. The low back might get a little bit heavier on the floor. The next time that you inhale and let the belly and pelvis expand like this, you're going to start to let the pelvis roll a little bit forward, and that means your tailbone will start to go move more towards the floor, and the low back lifts a little bit away from the floor, or the low back might just get lighter. And then when you exhale, you're going to press your low back into the floor, the lumbar area, and you can help press the low back into the floor by pushing gently into the ground with your feet. So repeating those movements. As you inhale, the pelvis rolls a little bit forward. You make a tiny bit of space under your low back. The belly fills up, and then whenever you decide to exhale, you start to roll your hips back the other way and gently press the low back into the floor, and you help by pushing the feet a tiny bit into the floor. So continuing to do that, you're timing the movement with the breathing. As long as you're inhaling and the belly's expanding, the pelvis is rolling a little bit forward. And every time you exhale, you let the belly move towards the floor, the low back mushes gently into the ground. As you continue to do this movement, start to notice and feel what's happening in the two hip joints. The pelvis now is rotating around the two hip joints, around the place where the legs insert into the pelvis. And if you compare the two sides, if you feel internally into one hip joint and the other, do they feel like they're working the same? Does one feel like it's working harder or tighter? Does one feel lighter or easier, more comfortable? Just see if there's a difference between the two hip joints. Continue breathing and rolling the pelvis, inhaling, gently tipping the pelvis a small amount forward, and exhaling and rolling the pelvis back into the floor. With the hip joints, see if you can let the hip joints where the pelvis is rotating around, if they could start to even out or get a little bit softer. So there's less resistance, less things stopping the pelvis from rolling a tiny bit forward and a little bit back. You can rest whenever you like and then come back into the movement. So here's another thing. The next time you flatten the low back as you exhale and press a little bit into the floor with the feet, start to feel how the spine moves upwards. You can feel the neck begin to extend a little bit out from the shoulders. And when you inhale and you start to gently arch the back, the low back a little bit, you can feel how the neck retracts or shortens into the shoulder blades or into the shoulders. So as you roll the pelvis like this, the spine is moving up and down between the shoulder blades. When you inhale and the pelvis rolls forward, the neck shortens a little bit, moves downwards, and as you flatten the back and exhale and press the feet into the ground, the neck lengthens a little bit. Your shoulders are relaxed, arms are comfortably lying on the floor. And begin to notice what's happening with your head as you're rolling the pelvis and following the breathing and letting the spine move up and down. What's your head doing? Can you feel how the spine pulls and pushes a little bit on the head? And you could let your head follow along with the movement like this. When you begin to inhale and the pelvis rolls forward and the tailbone travels towards the ground, let your chin move a little bit towards your neck or your chest. And if you're exhaling and pressing the feet into the floor and the neck is lengthening and extending out from the shoulders, let your head roll backwards or let the chin travel a little bit more towards the ceiling. So your head and your pelvis are rolling the same direction, following the timing of the breathing. The chin and the tailbone are following the same direction. We're going to rest in a minute. But just doing a couple more of these movements, is there a way that you could let the whole movement of the rolling of the pelvis, the spine moving up and down, the head rolling a little bit forward and back, following the breathing, could you let the whole thing get a little bit softer, like lazier, less effort? You can keep moving just as much, but you feel if you're working too hard in any one part of the body, and you see if you can soften that area. All right, go ahead and pause for a moment, taking a nice full breath, expanding the chest and the belly. And then with an exhale, let yourself soften into the floor. And one by one, lengthen your right leg and then your left leg. So you stretch the legs out on the floor. Arms are resting by the side. And as you pause here, resting, Feel the way that your spine, your back, your hips and shoulders are lying on the floor now, your legs, your arms. Does it feel more comfortable? Is your body a little bit more relaxed in the way that it contacts the floor? Let your head roll from side to side, just rolling your head a little bit from left to right to open up the chest and the shoulders a little bit. Great, and then pause. Taking another full breath, just breathing a little bit more deeply, expanding the ribs and the belly and the sides of you and the back. And as you exhale, just letting yourself feel out onto the floor a little bit more. Okay, slowly bend one knee and the other. Put your feet flat on the floor so your feet are resting, you know, maybe a little bit under the knees. Or the feet might be a little bit more away from the pelvis. And your feet are about the width of the hips apart, just someplace comfortable so you don't feel like you have to do any work to balance the legs there. Legs, just knees are pointed towards the ceiling effortlessly. Okay, one more time, do that same movement of exhaling, pressing the low back into the floor, inhaling, rolling the pelvis forward as you inhale into the belly and pelvis. And so you rotate the pelvis like that a couple times, letting the spine and the head move. See if it's a little bit easier than the last time, if the pelvis and the spine and the head and the breathing feel a little bit more fluid or soft. Okay, and then pause. So we're going to go a different direction right now. So instead of going up and down, we're going to go from side to side. To do that, you begin to press the right foot a little bit into the floor and begin to roll more weight onto your left hip. So you press the right foot into the floor, the right hip will lift a little bit off the floor and you begin to pour more weight onto the left side of your body, onto the left hip, the left pelvis, the left ribs a little bit. And then you slowly relax the pressure from the right foot and let your right hip roll back down onto the floor. And we're going to repeat that a couple times. So you slowly begin to engage the right foot, pressing into the floor gently to help you roll more weight onto the left hip and the left ribs. You don't have to go very far. And then you come back. You gently pour the spine and the hips and the pelvis back onto the floor and fully relax before doing the next repetition. Now, as you do this, notice what's happening with your knees. Do your knees stay pointed towards the ceiling? Do they tip to the left or the right? Could you begin to leave the knees pointed more or less towards the ceiling the whole time? So the pelvis still is rolling over to the left, but the knees stay pointed in the direction of the ceiling. You might feel the right knee is going a little bit, it stays pointed up and goes forward in the direction of the right toes as you press and then comes back. And could you also begin to time this movement with the breathing? So you inhale and you let the belly expand, and the belly this time expands out towards the left in the direction that you're rolling. And whenever you decide to exhale, you lower the right hip on the floor and let the belly sink towards the spine, and the spine pours itself out onto the floor. Repeating this movement, timing it with the breathing. You're rotating, you're twisting a little bit into the spine. Can you feel how far up the turning is happening as the right hip lifts off the floor and the pelvis begins to roll to the left? You can maybe feel the low back rotating, spinal segments in the low back rotating. Can you feel what happens? Does the movement climb up into the ribs, into the spine? Is it, you feel the rotating all the way up between the shoulder blades? Both shoulders stay on the floor the whole time, the right shoulder staying on the floor. And start to let your head also roll to the left, following the pelvis. And then when you put the right hip back down on the floor, the head rolls back up towards the ceiling, and when you press your right foot into the floor and roll the pelvis to the left, your head also rolls to the left. You're inhaling, the belly is expanding out to the left. Okay, and then pause for a moment, keep your feet flat on the floor. Let's go the opposite direction. To do that, start to press your left foot into the floor, and now you begin to pour more weight onto the right hip and the right side of your body. And you time it with the inhale, so you're inhaling to the belly's filling out over to the right like it's leading the way that you want to go, and then when you decide to exhale, you slowly put the left hip back down onto the floor. And as you exhale, you try and fully relax and unenlist all the musculature you used for each movement. So you get fully relaxed at the end of each movement. There's a little bit of a pause. And then when you inhale, you start to roll again to the right. Your knees are staying pointed towards the ceiling, so it's the pelvis that's differentiating itself, rolling in between the two hip joints. The left knee might feel like it's also, it stays pointed towards the ceiling, but it also feels like it's going a little bit forward in the direction that your left toes are pointing. And you can let your head roll to the right as the pelvis rolls to the right, and then the head rolls back. Both knees are staying pointed towards the ceiling. As you roll to the right, the left hip joint will open more and the right hip joint will squeeze together. And then as you lower the left hip, put your pelvis back down on the ground, you relax the back and the shoulders. The next time you lower your left hip back down to the floor, you pause for a second and then begin to press the right foot into the floor and begin to roll towards the left. You roll more weight onto the left hip. You let your head roll to the left. The right shoulder staying relaxed and heavy on the floor, and then as you exhale, you let your back pour back out onto the floor, letting go all of the air, and then when you inhale, you start to press the left foot into the floor and roll to the right. So you're rolling your pelvis from right to left. Every time you exhale, that's when your back is flat on the floor. And when you inhale, the belly expands out to one of the sides that you're rolling to. Your knees stay pointed towards the ceiling. The shoulders stay relaxed on the floor. Your head is rolling, following the pelvis. We'll rest in a moment, but I want to add in one more piece. So continue to let the pelvis roll following the timing of the breathing and begin to let your head roll the opposite direction. So if your pelvis is rolling towards the right, your head will look, eyes and nose and head will look over the left shoulder. And then as you roll your hips to the left, your head will roll to look over the right shoulder. Very gently. See if you could make it even a lazier movement. How could you make the movement more pleasurable? What's the timing, the speed of the movement that would feel the most comfortable for you? All right, go ahead and pause. Straighten the legs. Stretch the legs out so the legs are long. Roll your head from side to side just once or twice to relax the neck. And then feel the way that you're lying on the floor now. Can feel the length of the spine. If your spine and back and ribs are resting more comfortably on the floor. Notice how your legs are resting on the ground. Do they feel more comfortable? Are they tending to roll out a little bit more? Are the legs more relaxed? Do they feel longer, more rested? And how's your breathing? As you feel your chest and belly rising and falling, is there more ease, more harmony in the with each inhalation and exhalation? We're going to do two more sets of movement, so please bend your knees, Have your feet standing, your knees pointed towards the ceiling, your feet flat on the floor. Your feet, again, are about the width of the hips apart. Always trying to find the most comfortable position for your to place your feet and legs. Do the very first movement that we did of pressing the low back into the floor, the lumbar area, as you exhale. Press the feet into the floor to roll the pelvis backwards. And then inhaling into the belly and rotate your pelvis the other way so the tailbone travels towards the floor and you begin to arch the low back a little bit with the inhalation. And see if this movement has gotten easier. Can you feel the way that the spine is moving up and down between the shoulders more clearly? Is the head rolling a little bit easier? And pause. And let's try left to right. So if you begin to press your right foot into the floor and begin to roll onto the left hip, you pour more weight onto the left hip and the ribs. And then you exhale and let the right hip come down and then press the left foot into the floor as you inhale and expand your belly out to the right. Letting your head also roll to the right. Rolling the pelvis left and right a couple times. See if this has also gotten easier. The knees stay pointed towards the ceiling and they kind of reach. Whichever foot is pushing into the floor, that knee is also kind of reaching a little bit up and forward. Good. Has that movement gotten easier, the left to right? Okay, and pause. So we'll connect all these movements and begin to make a circle. And the way I like to do that is you'll start off pressing the low back into the floor. The low back is flat. And then begin to roll a little bit onto the left side of the hip, like you're trying to arc over to that position on the left side of the pelvis. And then begin to arch the back more and take the tailbone more towards the floor as the back arches. So you're in the most arched position. And then from there, you start to roll over onto the right hip. The belly is expanding out over to the right. And then once you're on the right hip, you start to keep rounding up all the way until your low back is flat on the floor. So we've made a circle there. So let's do that again. Starting off with the low back flat, you begin to roll slowly over onto that left hip, trying to make an arc over there. And then you let the belly expand, you breathe more into the belly as you arch the back more and the tailbone's closer to the floor. And then you start to travel over onto the right hip, trying to make a circle or an arc over there. And once you're on the right hip, then you travel all the way up to where your back is flat. So try that a couple of times, making a circle. You're making a circular ring of pressure around the bottom of your hips. And you try and connect all those points in the beginning. The left hip, the right hip, the low back pressed into the floor, and then the tailbone going towards the floor with the low back arching. And you can feel one time the right foot will be doing most of the work pushing into the floor and then it transfers the work over to the left foot. You're still letting the belly move, so when you're flattening the low back and the tailbone's tipping up, the belly will be sinking in towards the spine. And as you travel over to one of the sides, the belly begins to fill out as you slowly inhale. And then when the tailbone is closest to the floor and the back is the most arch, that's where you're at the height of the inhalation. And then as you begin to exhale, you travel through to one of the sides and to the point the low back's flat. And start to let your eyes and nose follow the pattern as you feel the pressure, the circular ring of pressure traveling around the hips. Could you also let your head roll too? So you feel like the back of your head is also making kind of a circle. And then could you switch direction, start to go the other way, slowly. It could be a small circle or a big circle. Working timing with the breathing, the bellies, following the pattern. Belly's making a circle. notice how wherever you are in the circle, the spine is either headed upwards or downwards. So it's kind of like the spine's a little bit like a piston, going either up or down, and your head's making a circle. All right, and then pause. Do the very first movement we did of just flattening the back into the floor, and then arching the back a little bit, letting the spine and head move. See if that's gotten a little bit easier. Excellent. And then go ahead and slowly lengthen the legs. And stretching out the legs, letting yourself rest here for a moment. And feel the way that you're lying on the floor now. See if there's been any improvement in comfort. If the breathing's changed, the breathing might feel more free, more full, easier. Feel the way that your legs are resting on the floor. Let the legs feel more relaxed, or longer, more comfortable. Are your hip joints more relaxed? How about your shoulders and arms? Do they also feel more comfortable, heavier on the floor? Roll your head from side to side a couple times just to feel if the neck, the way the neck and the head turn, if that's improved a little bit, if that's easier. Taking another full breath. So if you like, you could lie here for a little bit longer and just enjoy the sort of quiet meditative feel, the spaciousness of lying on the floor, connecting with the earth and the ground. The other thing that you can do is see what it's like to stand. So if you'd like to stand, slowly roll onto one of your sides and pause on your side for a moment. Just very gentle. Everything needs to be very lazy, very comfortable. You can pause on the side for a moment. Maybe take a breath or two. And then whenever you're ready, you're going to take your time and come up to standing. Let the neck and head kind of hang towards the floor. So you come up to standing, you can use the arms to help push into the ground, to bring you into the next position. You can think about letting your pelvis be the first thing to rise towards the ceiling. Your head's going to be the very last. So you let your head hang. And taking your time and finally getting taller and taller and coming up to standing. And just pause in standing. If you're lying down on padding or a yoga mat, let yourself stand on the floor so there's less between your feet and the ground for right now. And feel how standing is. See if there's something different about the way that you're standing. Does standing feel easier? Do you feel more relaxed? Without trying to change where your shoulders and your spine and ribs are, see if your posture feels a little bit better, more comfortable, yet you feel taller. Start to let yourself sway a little bit from side to side, so you let weight carry over onto one foot and the other, the pelvis is going back and forth, just gently, kind of like a pendulum. Feel the pressure changing under your feet as the weight above shifts. If you listen to your toes, feel if the, sometimes if we've been wearing shoes all day and socks inside of the shoes, the toes will sometimes be staying in the shape of the shoe, kind of like they're gripping into the floor. So if you feel like you're gripping in the knuckles of the toes, if you bring the weight back more onto the heels, notice how that frees up the toes so the bones and the feet can start to move with the ankles and the rest of the body. Let your arms be relaxed so the shoulders just feel like they're draping over the ribs, and the shoulders will probably be a little bit forward. They won't be pulled back. They'll be in more of a kind of a natural position here. And choosing one of your arms, you're going to slowly, as you continue to sway gently, slowly let one of your arms travel towards the ceiling and feel how light and free that arm feels. We didn't do a whole lot with the arms, but freeing up the pelvis usually makes the arms much lighter. And if you let the arms kind of circle around or wave around above the head, you know, it's something gentle. You can feel how free and articulate and expressive the arm can feel when the rest of the body is free. Then let that arm travel back down by your side. Lift the other arm up and see if the other arm also feels like it floats, or is lighter as it travels towards the ceiling. And can move your arm around a bit overhead. Feel if the shoulder, the elbows, the fingers feel freer, if the arm feels more connected into the spine, the ribs, the pelvis, and legs. And if you do any kind of art, expressive art, you can feel how you've got much more expressiveness, more emotion and feeling and creativity coming through the arms and the fingers. I hope. Great. And now finally, begin to walk around a little bit and just feel how walking is. See if walking feels a little bit different than before. You can notice if the balance feels better from foot to foot. You can feel if the feet are landing more fully and comfortably on the floor. There's 26 bones in each foot, so you can feel if they're all kind of spreading out onto the floor as you take a step. You can feel how the weight's carrying through the hips and low back. Does that feel more comfortable, easier? So you walk around just slowly. You can turn your head a little bit from left to right. Feel how the head and neck are turning. And then finally, as you're walking, just lifting one arm and the other to feel how it is to bring one arm in the air as you take a step and then the other to see if the arms and legs work together more harmoniously. Great. That's it. Have a great day. Thanks so much for trying out this lesson.